We got basil, spinach, Swiss chard, green onion.
Waimanalo resident Shelly Ortiz gives me a tour of her backyard aquaponics system. It's got two levels of plastic tubs connected by PVC pipes. On top are three grow beds filled with black cinder and starter veggies, and below is a fish tank filled with baby tilapia.
We feed them and then they poop. And the poop gets uptake into the grow beds through the water, and all that good nitrates that the fish provide will give all the nutrients into the plants to help them grow.
The water from the plants flows back down to the fish tank and the cycle repeats. If you asked her 6 months ago how this all works, she probably couldn't tell you. Ortiz just wrapped up a crash course in aquaponics, where she even got to build her own system.
I would love to see it in every Hawaiian family's backyard.
That's Ilimaho Lastimosa. She's been a champion for aquaponics in her hometown of Waimanalo for more than a decade. She touts the economic benefits of producing your own fish and produce, as well as the health benefits.
I remember when we did it in the beginning of 2010, everybody thought we were crazy, like, that stuff not going to work. But for us, we saw it as the ahupua.
A symbiotic system of food production from land to sea, or in this case, veggies to fish. Ho Lastimosa teamed up with organic farmer Ted Radovich and public health scientist Jane Chung Do to launch the Malama Study, a 3-year analysis of aquaponics as a health intervention.
So we are measuring things like A1C, BMI, cholesterol.
That's Chung Do.
But I'm also as interested in looking at people's mental health, looking at their connection to their families, looking at their feelings of community cohesion, looking at their cultural identity, and just really looking at health in a really holistic way.
Her hypothesis is that having a backyard aquaponics system and learning to build and maintain it with other community members contribute to long-term health improvement. Ortiz is hopeful
that I can stop that cycle of getting the diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, problems that is prevalent in my ohana.
It's too early to say if all her work is improving her health, but she's in it for the long haul. She says all she has to do is keep the pump flowing and the electricity on.
We got electricity, we're good to go.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.